Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 136 there opens three times with the ancient formula. It is Trinitarian. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. It also occurred three significant times in Israel's history. Those were the three readings that I read for today. But all three of those times had to do with worship of the Lord's real presence. And at these commemorations and inaugurations given for these dwelling places of the Lord, the tent of meeting and the first temple and the second temple. But you know what? You can also call those events christenings. First, going back to 1 Chronicles 16, that was when the Ark of the Covenant was regained by David and then set up in the tent of meeting. That's where the people went to gather and worship then. The second time was the inauguration of the first temple built by Solomon when it was finished. That was 2 Chronicles in chapter 5. And the third, when the second temple was completed following the return of the Jewish exiles. And then the giving thanks that you heard at the completion of that. Sounds like 136, doesn't it? So it happened before that. They just kept doing, oh, give thanks to the Lord, just like we did. You see how this giving thanks to the Lord is tied directly to his steadfast love. So indirectly speaking, whenever we give thanks to God, and you want to know what you are thanking him for, because you might have a laundry list of items to thank him for. But really, it all boils down to one thing, his steadfast love. Because within his steadfast love are all those things. And his steadfast love is our hope of all hopes. When you hear the birds sing outside, it's because of his steadfast love. When you get good news, when your prayers are answered, no matter what they're for, it is because of his steadfast love. Of course, Psalm 136 doesn't stand alone with this giving thanks. It's found in other thanksgiving psalms. And you may have heard it put this way, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And that's okay, because his steadfast love is his mercy. They are one and the same. His mercy means that he is demonstrating his steadfast love upon us. And that's the Hebrew equivalent of agape, that unconditional love. It is the word hased in Hebrew, and that encompasses all the glory, all the mercy, and all those lovely and love attributes of God. It is the very expression that denotes his divine supremacy. And it not only means his past mercy and love, but also his present and his future mercy and love to come. So the psalmist goes on with naming what he does, exclaiming what happens. What is created by his steadfast love, to him alone, to him who by understanding, to him who spread, who made, who struck, who divided, who overthrew, who gave, who remembered, who rescued, and then closes with, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. And we may set aside a day of the year to cumulatively give thanks. We acknowledge as a nation thanks and giving, because you can't have one without the other. It's thanks and giving. We pray that the Lord has provided for us, that his providence has been on display the whole year, but his providence is created all by his steadfast love. So when we gather around the table for Thanksgiving, know what we are giving thanks for, his steadfast love that endures forever. And note that no providential thing on earth or in heaven is done without it. He alone does great wonders. So there is no wonder ever done, no wonder on the earth ever done. Any ones that you have known and others have known that you haven't known, that were not created by his steadfast love. Creation was made, breathed into being by the power of his steadfast love. The bringing of his people out of Egypt, the Exodus, parting of the Red Sea, even drowning of the Egyptian army in the Red Sea after all that, all because of his steadfast love. He is King of kings and Lord of lords because of his steadfast love. It is because of his steadfast love that he remembers us in our lowly estate, rescues us from our enemies, and gives us food to eat. So thanks is the least we can offer. For He is goodness itself. He is beyond all things. He alone is good in the highest sense. He is the source of good, the good of all good, the sustainer of good, the perfecter of good, and the rewarder of good. And for this, He deserves the constant gratitude of His people. When all hell breaks loose among us, when changes are taking place faster than we can count, there is no change to be found in God and His mercy, His steadfast love. That's because God condescends to the needs of His people. And without Him doing just that, we would have no hope. For all mankind's redemption, for our quickening from spiritual death, our preservation from physical death, and the forgiveness of sins is all wrapped in His loving kindness, merciful love that endures forever. And because it is a forever thing, it is in great extent, and it is impossible for it to run out. It is the hallmark of God's covenantal character, His covenant with His people, His promises is what that means. That response among His people is for His steadfast love. And yes, even when you can't see it, and especially when you can't sense it, most profoundly when you are in dire straits, when it appears the enemy is one-upping you and even those close to you, that is when it abounds. The entire divine revelation of God in His Word and history, the whole Bible has proven it, that He works best through the most awful of circumstances. When people's gratitude is shaped and formed in rebellion against Him, even then, the Lord's faithfulness is being worked out. There is no stone left unturned where His steadfast love hasn't reached or can't reach. The steadfast love of the Lord is so powerful that it becomes the bridge between judgment and renewal. And it is also the substance that converges, of course, in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Son of God, full of grace and truth. His incarnation manifests that covenant loyalty promised in the Old Testament, and the cross of Christ confirms such unmerited mercy. And the resurrection guarantees that His steadfast love is for all who believe. Therefore, when you pray a prayer of thanks, know what you're actually doing. You're calling upon His steadfast love to shake up the heavens and the earth. You know how the earth quaked on Good Friday, not Black Friday, mind you, but Good Friday, and the tombstone that was rolled away by the power of the Holy Spirit is the power of His steadfast love. So you see why it's all Trinitarian, giving thanks three times. It ties together the will of the Father, the work of the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, all into one effect of unconditional love. When you say thanks, grace, pray over a meal, you're not just thanking God for what is in front of you. You are acknowledging and confessing His steadfast love that endures forever and holds all things together. The very microcosm to the macrocosm. So do not be surprised. When you pray prayer of thanksgiving this Thursday, next time, whenever you give thanks, do not be surprised if some shingles fall off your roof. Because all creation comes alive with the prayer of thanksgiving. It turns on the generator of steadfast love. As you well know, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But just what is that prayer? Give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever. The prayer just doesn't tell us why we are giving thanks either. For that for, or because of His steadfast love, is better translated as while His steadfast love endures forever, or by the order of His steadfast love that is enduring forever. It is an accusative, that for. Give thanks while you are accusing of Him having steadfast love. That's what it's all about. For, because, while His steadfast love, it never ends. And that way we can take pleasure in Him. Know that He is God for you. And that's the intervening clause there. Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love is for you. You have it. You can affirm it. Even at low tide, especially when you are at the low points in your life, when it doesn't even look like the table in front of you is even set, still we draw from the well of salvation because in it springs forth the steadfast love of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. When we give thanks to the Lord, it arouses the Master. Yes, you can pray. And it most certainly seems like the proper way to pray is to, Lord, please help such and such. Be with this person. Fill in the blank what you want. But the Red Sea parts with thanksgiving. So have you ever prayed, thank you, Lord, for this dire situation. Thank you, Lord, that this is going on. For your steadfast love endures forever within it. How about that? Thank you, Lord, for the pain. Wow. We ever pray, thank you, Lord, that my loved one is in such and such a state, because that arouses his steadfast love. And it does all those things we spoke responsibly back and forth. It sounds crazy. You know, what? Why would I thank him in all that mess? Because of the steadfast love endures forever of the Lord. That prayer of thanksgiving. And it's not that when I say it arouses the Lord, the scripture says he arises. But we know he never sleeps. But it is how, when the Bible says it arouses the Master, it's he's watching and he's looking. And when you say, give thanks to the Lord, his arms go up. His outstretched arms go up. And it opens his steadfast love. So I ask, what are you serving for Thanksgiving this year? How about pull out a can of steadfast love? Stir up steadfast love. Stir up he who taketh away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Yeah, how? While the steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. Whenever you give him thanks, you are grounded on all his promises, his saving actions, his sending of his Son, our Savior. And this is where the cross becomes most visible. Yes, visible, not hidden. Because there is no greater steadfast love than that. See, Christ didn't defeat the cross. He defeated death. He gave himself up on the cross in order that his steadfast love would endure forever. And that love conquered death, hell, and the power of the devil for you. As it is written in Hebrews 12:24, his blood speaks a better word. It speaks steadfast love. Give thanks because of that. Conceive the day of Thanksgiving is going to be his action. As we express thanks for the proximity of grace around us, we do. We give thanks for grace, not for the absence of grace, but for the marked times that when it feels those ways for us and for others, know that the unending time of God is still going on. It is perpetuated all the way from the beginning, before we were born. It is ancient. It is ancient steadfast love. Love that stays, yet it is without space. So our whole prayer of thanksgiving is rooted in eternity. But it also foretells of a new horizon. When and how? When you give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. In the name of Jesus. Amen.